Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
He's John Kincaid.
I appreciate all of you who, in a civilized manner, not the jackwagons, but in a civilized manner, can call me out on something or question me on something or make me think about something. Because you know what? I'm no expert. And I'm a guy who has a radio show.
Back to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, let's get this day started. It is back to the John Kincaid Show. It's only been like, 7 days.
I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. You know when you need certainty in the home buying process, and don't you? It's a big decision. You're going to get it with a loan that fits your life. Rocket can. We appreciate them being a part of the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm very much looking forward to today. And we will continue to be an island. An island amidst a sea of sports media that continues to sift through the headlines. And when there's a positive headline to be grabbed, well, that one gets shuffled to the side, and let's find out what's the scariest negative, like, what headline could we come with that could just freak people out? What can we do to just continue the fervor of fear? Oh, wait a minute. Today it's in. I've heard it. I've already heard it this morning since I woke up. Aroldis Chapman tested positive for coronavirus. Oh, my gosh. Baseball's trying to come back, and Aroldis Chapman has tested positive for coronavirus. That's the lead today. Well, it'll be the lead on this show, too. How about that? Oh, my gosh. He's tested positive for coronavirus. When in the same week, imagine, we could do the story of Jimmy Johnson, who had to sit out last weekend's NASCAR event, because Jimmy Johnson, the biggest name in his sport, tested positive for coronavirus. Him and his wife tested positive. But you know what the headline should be? Jimmy Johnson's racing today. Jimmy Johnson's okay. Jimmy Johnson was positive last Sunday, and he's okay today. And excuse me if I'm raising my voice early in the morning, cheering it on, because you know what? That is usually what we do with good news. When we've got good news, before the current news cycle of covering a pandemic and the climate we live in today, it's become, let's shout out the bad news and let's just like push that one to the side. Yeah. Last week it was Jimmy Johnson will miss this week's race. He tested positive for coronavirus. Jimmy Johnson testing positive, the biggest name in NASCAR. What will come of the sport? What? How long can they continue to race? Jimmy Johnson's back. He's fine. He'll race. Oh, now it's like, yeah, Jimmy Johnson's back, by the way. Yeah, Jimmy Johnson is back. Remember this, folks. There is a difference between what I do for a living and what a journalist is supposed to do for a living. What a journalist does, if they do the job correctly, like I was taught at Temple University in Philadelphia in the mid-80s, if they do the job correctly, they are supposed to collect facts. And they're supposed to present facts without insertion of opinion. Period. A journalist is not supposed to be giving you a story with a slant. Someone like me, who is paid to give an opinion for a living, who's paid to interact with you, debate, discuss, whatever. Total fair game. But a journalist is supposed to assemble facts. And by the way, they're not supposed to go into a story trying to search for facts that back up the story or the opinion they want to tell you. This is completely devoid. And you're probably saying right now, no, that's not true. No, that is true. Yes. Yeah, that is true. That's exactly what journalism is supposed to be. It's gone. It's gone. It's so far over the cliff. That car went off the cliff years ago. Years ago. And before you start to spin it either way, like, yeah, that's what those guys are doing all the time. They. Whatever echo chamber people go to for their news, whether you're on the left or I'm on the right or I'm in the middle, whatever. There is no middle, so we're screwed. Those of us in the middle are absolutely screwed. Those of us in our lives that have gone this way sometimes, gone that way sometimes, we're absolutely screwed because we have no option. But when these organizations, whatever you choose, they went off the cliff years ago. Because they go in wanting to support an agenda and then give you the facts that support it. That's what they do. And unfortunately now, it's invaded everything. Like it's invaded the NBA. Now remember, the NBA deciding to come back and be down in Orlando. I've heard nothing but, I don't know how they can do this. I don't know how they can do this. Well, baseball's trying. And they're doing a fine job trying. And we talked about it on this show. All they can do is try. So why in the blank would somebody that's in the sports media be literally trying to come up with reasons why, yeah, I don't see it working. It can't work. It just doesn't work. When did you become an epidemiologist? For God's sake, say it, John. Here's a great one, another great one. Greg Popovich. So Greg Popovich decides to come to the bubble. Now, I figured he probably packed his suits, he packed his whistle, and he probably packed his politics, too, because that's going to be part of it, too. And Greg Popovich couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to get behind a microphone and share gems like this one.
From an intellectual point of view and a medical point of view, I would have to say not probably, but I am safer here. If this bubble works, I'm safer here than I would be in Texas, for sure, as you see what's going on there. Since the decision was made to do this, to start the season again under these circumstances, with all the precautions, what a great opportunity to make race a upfront, basically most important activity that happens on a social level while we're here.
I'm just baffled as to where to begin. When someone starts with, from an intellectual and a medical standpoint, Dr. Popovich begins his lecture from an intellectual standpoint. So let me, that you know what that means? Put your listening ears on and let me educate you. I'm smarter than you. I'm Greg Popovich, MD. Let me tell you all about my extensive knowledge of global pandemics because I know better than you do. Let me tell you all about it. I'm very intellectual. I love that. Anthony, I'm starting from now on, whenever I get into a discussion point, I'm starting it with that. You know, from an intellectual standpoint, let's discuss the NFL's return. In other words, you plebeians, put your listening ears on and listen to me, because I'm so much freaking smarter than you are. I'm Greg Popovich. So he starts with that. There he is. I'm Greg Popovich. Welcome into my classroom here, and just gather round, children, and let me share my worldview with you because I'm so much smarter than you on an intellectual standpoint and a medical standpoint. Because you know I know all about all kinds of things with a global pandemic, and I'm smarter than you, so just listen to me. I know I coach basketball. It's shocking. I should be sharing myself. I should be a world leader. But I decided on basketball instead. Greg Popovich, MD. And then Greg Popovich says, well, from an intellectual medical standpoint, I'm safer here than I am back home, if you see what's going on in Texas. Oh, Greg! Or can I call you Greg, or should I say Coach? Coach! You must have an internet outage. Coach! And I'm just going to give you facts, Coach, because I want to keep it at a very intellectual level, because you're very intellectual. Florida, where you are right now, currently, at the Grand Floridian, or wherever you are, is 25th. It's the 25th most likely state for you to succumb to coronavirus out of 50 states. It's 25th. You can go to the CDC this morning and find the stats. But Coach, you know what you left? You left the 40th most likely state for you to succumb to coronavirus. That's not very intellectual of you, is it there, Greg Popovich? Not very intellectual at all. So you left the 40th most likely state for somebody to succumb to coronavirus and went to the 25th. How intellectual is that? I mock. I know I mock. By the way, I'm living in the 18th most likely state, Greg. I'm in the 18th most likely state of Georgia. So I guess that means if I went to Florida, then I'm going to the... I'm actually going down 7 notches. I'm improving my chances. Maybe I need to go to another big week at the beach. Greg, if you're going to come at people from an intellectual standpoint, it would be really good if you came with facts. If you actually came with facts. How about this fact? Compared to March, again, CDC. Compared to March, the average person testing positive for coronavirus is 30 years younger in Texas. I wonder why that is. Wonder why that is. Another piece here from the Dallas Morning News. While the tests are very high, the majority, which means 50.1%, if I'm not very smart, I'm not like Greg Popovich, testing asymptomatic below the age of 30. Asymptomatic. People testing positive don't even know they have it. And then he says, isn't it great? We can come back and we can have the NBA. But it's not about basketball, folks. It's not about basketball. The most important activity that they're there for is to make race the most important activity. He said it, not me. He said it, not me. So that's the most important thing that they're there for, not to play basketball. It has no. It's not about watching the Lakers and the Clippers. It's not about wondering if the Sixers can get out of their underachieving ways. It's not about whether the Milwaukee Bucks are truly the best team in the NBA. No! Greg Popovich tells you, you have to just be listening from an intellectual level. The most important thing that we're doing here in Orlando is about dealing with race. That's the most important thing. For God's sakes, 2020 is off the rails. It's off the rails. It is off the rails. Is the idea of social justice for all important? Absolutely. Absolutely. Is it the most important thing that the NBA is doing in Orlando? BS. Maybe for Greg Popovich it is. Maybe for some of the players it is. But the NBA is supposed to be an escape, a release, an excitement, an energy. A return to normalcy. Yes. We're going to talk about it later on. I was reviewing all the things that are going to be in the back of the NBA players' uniforms. The messages. And I got to tell you, I told you weeks ago, I was skeptical. I'm very positive on it now that I see the messages. I'm very positive on it. I think it's being done in a very, very good way. And I think the NBA is very savvy, very smart, very savvy. But is race the most important thing the NBA is doing by coming back and playing? Hell no. It's not. And again, no disrespect to what needs to be done and no disrespect to measures that are being taken to try to make things better or improve incrementally. But that is not why someone's turning on the Clippers and the Lakers. That's not why somebody is watching the Bucks and the Sixers or the Celtics. That's not what they're tuning in for. It's not what it's about. And it's most certainly not the most important thing that they're doing. It's not. You may find that controversial. If you do, I will strike that up to 2020. If you find that take, that opinion controversial, I'll strike it up to 2020. Because 2020 is off the rails. And you know what? The sooner the adults get the car back on the road, think of it this way. Dad's pulled the car over on the side of the road. And he's turned around, he's wagged the finger. Right back at you, saying, if I have to pull this car over one more time, behave yourselves. Let's calm everybody down. Everybody grow up. Act right. Be nice to each other. Conduct yourself professionally. Smart. All right, we're going to drive again. Now we're going to try to get to our destination. We're going to have a fun morning. We're going to have a fun morning on this. I hope you're already awake. If you're not, hopefully I can wake you up in the next few moments. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS is sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Don't you want to save money? Visit Geico.com now, and you're going to be able to learn more. And if you want to know why Anthony Piano is one of the best wingmen in the business, not hot wings, not anything like that. It's because of the fact that while I was doing my Greg Popovich pompous college professor voice, he had the music. He pulled it. Look at that. Unbelievable. Killed it. There it is. I'll do this as Greg Popovich throwing it to break here. Coming up. Major League Baseball's return is off to a successful start from an intellectual level and a medical level. How come nobody's talking about it? We'll get to that next. Plus your calls. It's the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Right. We just wish he was more often. Now back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wrong all the time. I mean, constantly wrong. On the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio at 855-212-4CBS if you wish. Constantly wrong. There is one thing I won't do, though. I will not be sending any politician that I disagree with an FU email on company email. I will not be doing that. That's something I will not do. We'll talk about one of the controversies of the week coming up here a little bit later on the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, again, we don't know, and I've said it to you before, I don't know why so many in the sports media industry wish to lead with the negative angles. We've refused to do it the entire pandemic. And as I told you, by the end, we would be right. By the end, we'll be right. We may not be right off the bat, but we're going to be right. Excuse me for the bell. We will be right. By the end, we're going to be right. But we're just going to be positive. We're going to find the positive angles because you know what? You're inundated enough all week long with amateur epidemiologists and stuff telling you that things are terrible and awful and you should never come outside. So we are going to be positive about the world of sports. If baseball's coming back, we're going to be rooting for baseball to come back. I know, strange concept. Why would someone in the sports media be actually rooting for sports content? Isn't that crazy? Isn't it crazy we even have to say it? So baseball continues their bubble and continues their testing. And what are we finding out? They're doing a great job. How great a job? 99.3
percent as of the latest testing, 99.3% testing negative. That's a damn good job, baseball. That's a good job. Should that not be the headline? 99.3% of baseball personnel testing negative. Under, by the way, constant scrutiny, constant testing. Shouldn't that be the headline? Or is the headline, Aroldis Chapman tests positive for coronavirus? Oh my gosh, what will become of Major League Baseball's bubble? How can they do this? Well, there's a popular restaurant, and I'm not going to give the name of it because I don't want to freak anybody out or whatever, but there's a popular restaurant in our area of town in Atlanta that had an employee test positive for coronavirus. Yep, around 2 weeks ago. Know what I did? I ate there. I went in and ate. The New York Yankees will be able to go about their business too. And we will go about our business. We're going to go about our business. But why is the headline not it honestly, it's not even getting main page coverage on a lot of sports websites. And I'm baffled. Why would a 99.3% negative testing rate, why would that not be the headline? While we're all rooting for baseball to come back, right? We're all on the same page. We're all rooting for sports, right? I know it doesn't seem like it, but we're rooting for it to succeed, right? And if that's not the headline, why is it not the headline? I want to ask you at 855-212-4CBS. Cesar, how are you, buddy? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, John? How you been, man?
How you been, buddy? What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, just trying to stay away from this COVID, staying at home, work home.
Washing your hands and doing the smart things. That's a way to do it.
You know, I'm going to tell you a quick story. The other day I went to the gas station. I completely forgot my mask in the truck. So, you know, I went in there and, you know, I grabbed my couple of Gatorades. I went to the counter and he held them back. He said, oh, you gotta have your mask. You know, I came back to the truck, got my mask, went and bought them, came back. And I told my fiance, you the thing they'll tell me as soon as I walk in, rather than after I don't touch, you know, multiple things, you know, wander around. And, you know, I told my fiance, at that point, you might as well just sell me the Gatorade, you know. I don't touch everything in your store.
And you don't. And by the way, for the record, you had your mask. You just forgot. It's not like It's not like you were going into the gas station to give somebody the middle finger and say, I'm not wearing a mask. You just forgot as you got out of your truck.
Yeah. You know, I don't have no problem, you know,
correct,
wearing a mask. You know, if you tell me to wear it, I'll wear it. Otherwise, I won't wear it. You know, if I'm at the house, if I'm walking down the street, I'm not going to wear it. But, you know, if I go into a business and you say, yes, I need one, then, you know, I'll wear one. Other than that, you know, it ain't no big deal for me. But, you know, I wanted to ask you a quick question about the bubble in Orlando.
Yes.
I know they're getting tested before they left the city and then once they arrive. Why are they required to wear a mask if all the players supposedly tested negative?
Well, I still think that's a good idea because here's why. And I actually support them wearing the masks after they check in. And here's why. Do you trust, and Shaq and I talked about it this week on the Shaq podcast, so you can get a chance to hear it if you get a chance on iTunes podcasts or wherever you find your podcast. Do you trust the NBA players to behave, all of them? Do you trust all your coworkers to do the right thing? Look, there are going to be young ladies sneaking into the Grand Floridian in maid's costumes, and you and I both know it. There are going to be Instagram models that are somehow going to end up as if they were front desk girls at the Coronado. You know it. They're going to be wearing the front. They're even going to have the name tag and walking around. You know it. I don't trust you, like especially if someone's being really cautious about this, they don't trust you to do the right thing. I actually approve of that. I think that's a smart thing to do. I think it's actually smart.
Then think, you know, about all that, you know, them bringing in girls, you know, friends, you know, whoever,
you know that's happening. You know that's going to happen, right? They're young men.
And,
uh, They're, they're young men, and I can't put my head on the block saying what I would have done if I was a million if I was a millionaire in their situation. I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, and you know, especially being alone for 3 months in there.
Yes. Seriously. Can you imagine? Joel Embiid will start to look attractive to some of these guys. I mean, it's going to be, it's going to be like you're in the desert and you keep thinking that you're seeing a nice fresh pool of water. It's going to be these, I mean, whoever, I'll tell you, the best looking girl at the front desk at any one of these hotels, she's going to need someone to walk her to and from her car because someone's going to be like, hey, honey, you want to come up? Want to have dinner? Want to come on up, room service. Let's do it. You know it's going to happen.
It might even be the room service girl.
I don't know if they're letting that go on. Caesar, take care of yourself, buddy. I love you. Take care, man. I hate his Cowboys, though. Just want to make sure I didn't get that in while you were still on the phone. I can't stand your Cowboys. Cowboy fans got to be nervous, though. They saw the money that Patrick Mahomes got, and they realize now, wow, we should have paid Dak before this. Because even though Dak will never get the money that Mahomes got, he's going to want more than he wanted last week. He's going to want more at that point than he wanted last week. This is going to get really interesting in Big D by the way, where's Jerry Jones? Where's Jerry Jones during all this? He's very quiet, just very, very quiet. And I know my team had a very, very noisy week. The Philadelphia Eagles. And I got to tell you, earlier in the week, they let me down. Later in the week, they sort of redeemed themselves. Just a bit.
Sports Sunday always starts here. This is the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Did you know that today at 12:30 Eastern, 9:30 Pacific, Washington Spirit battling the Houston Dash. The knockout stage is inch closer. Don't miss the NWSL Challenge Cup on CBS All Access. Then you can relive the action at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on CBS Sports Network. Make sure that you are a part of all that's going on here with the John Kincaid Show. And I thank Carrie from Texas, who says the John Kincaid Show, least intellectual show on sports radio. That would be Greg Popovich's Yelp review. Very good, Carrie. I appreciate it. He says he gets up an hour early for work to shower and shave so he can catch the show from the beginning, Anthony. We appreciate Kerry. We appreciate that. Gotta love that. The least intellectual show on sports radio, Greg Popovich. That would be his Yelp review. So it's very definitely not woke by Greg Popovich's standards. Yeah, we're just, you know, not many can be as woke. Now I'm figuring that I kept waiting. Kept waiting. I was like, wait a minute now. DeSean Jackson, with one of the biggest stories of the week in sports, a absolutely ignorant, vile attack on those of the Jewish faith. And no, don't tell me that he was just uneducated on the topic. He went to Cal. He went to Cal. For 3 years. So if you're telling me, if you don't, guess what? They should shut down the school. If you can spend 3 years at Cal and not understand that anything regarding Hitler is not good, you should be able to shut that down. But I have trouble too because my own university gets involved in some of this stuff, Temple University in Philadelphia, with Louis Farrakhan over the years. This shouldn't be stuff that is hard for any athlete who has reportedly gotten a college education. This shouldn't be a problem for them to understand. So what I was expecting is, I just went back a few weeks and I'm saying, well, wait a minute. 4 weeks ago, Drew Brees said he would find it, you know, that disrespectful to kneel during the national anthem, and he would never do it. And the 24-hour news cycle, sports cycle, just went out of their way to abuse Drew Brees for an opinion of respecting the flag. That was considered the most outrageous thing anybody heard during the entire pandemic. So, of course, I expected Coach Woke, Steve Kerr, and Greg Popovich and others to be speaking out on this. Silence. Wasn't I told, and were we all told, silence is compliance? That if you're silent on these things, that everybody needs to speak up. Everyone needs to speak up on these issues of social justice. So, of course, I waited to see what, you know, my man Malcolm Jenkins was going to do. And Malcolm, thank you very much, a Fly Eagles Fly, for that Super Bowl championship. You were awesome. Loved having you on that team. So I expected Malcolm Jenkins to speak up because he told Drew Brees to shut the F up. His teammate, publicly. So I expected that, look, Deshaun Jackson goes with vile anti-Semitism, I'm figuring that absolutely I was going to hear from Malcolm Jenkins on it. It took Malcolm a while. I'm figuring maybe there was an outage. Maybe he had an internet outage. He wasn't able to post. And what did I get? Yeah, like, I, what Deshaun said wasn't right, but let's not get distracted by this. This doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So again, as Chris Long said, and thank you, Chris Long, former teammate of Malcolm Jenkins, knowing Deshaun Jackson, I'm glad that Chris Long spoke up and said, yeah, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. So listen up to Malcolm Jenkins. Listen up to the members of the NFLPA that stayed silent this week. Overwhelmingly stayed silent at attacks on people of the Jewish faith. Overwhelming silence. Not a peep. As Chris Long said, you can walk and chew gum at the same time. If social justice for people is important, and it is, and there are initiatives being taken all over the country, and honestly, I'm much more positive on it as far as how I think it's being received and executed in many areas than I was in the beginning about how I thought it was all going to be handled and how it was going to work. I'm positive that when the adults are having conversations, there's real progress potentially to be made. But the Philadelphia Eagles had a very lame response to Deshaun Jackson. And then yesterday, conduct detrimental to the team. He'll be fined. He'll have to go and undergo a bunch of steps to secure his spot on the team. And that's cool. A much stronger response. I don't know why it took so long. I can't imagine what took so long. But I compliment them for doing it because I ripped them for doing it earlier on in the week. But if we're all going to be told, I'll use Malcolm Jenkins' words, shut the F up, listen. If we're all not aware of social justice, that anti-Semitism is racism and deserves to be called out, that the people of Hong Kong having their freedom literally stripped from them, but the NBA can make its tens of millions over there. Yeah, that's what's important. 855-212-4CBS. Sam in Canton, Ohio joins us. Sam, what's going on?
Hey, good talking to you. I just wanted to start here by thanking you. You know, you've been a bright light over the past several months here. Just getting a chance to listen to you on Sunday morning, you know, gives things at least a semblance of normalcy. You know,
or a little balance. Sam, honestly, all I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to come with facts and come with a little bit of semblance of normalcy for people. I'm not here on Sunday mornings to spread gloom and doom. I'm not here to, and I swear, the more I listen to sports radio around the whole country, I've been inundated with all the bad stories, and there are many shows that are trying to be positive, and I'm proud to be one of them.
Well, we appreciate you, John. The reason I called, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the tenor here of broadcast journalism in sports. And
okay,
you had talked about it a little bit earlier here, that the negative slant here, you know, a major league testing, you know, was what,
99.3% negative. So you're talking about literally 0.07% of the people. Like,
yeah,
it's minuscule, right? 0.7% of 1% are testing positive, and the headline still screams the guy who gets it, not the 99.3%. By the way, all personnel, front office personnel, managers, everything like that, who don't have it.
Well, you know, I guess the question I want to ask here, and I'm not a broadcast journalist, but, you know, I'm 65 years old, and,
okay,
and I look back on the days when I would listen to guys like Walter Cronkite and Huntley and Brinkley, and while they weren't sports journalists, I mean, they reported the news, but they did not editorialize, okay? And it seems, as you pointed out earlier, that everyone has to put their slant on the reporting of the facts. And
or choosing not to report the facts as the lead. Like in Major League Baseball right now, the lead story should be 99.3% test negative. That should
exactly
be the lead story. And that should be screamed from the rooftops, but it's not. And the reason it's not is it's because of an agenda to not tell that story.
And that's what the question I want to get at here is, I don't understand why there is this constant underlying cynicism, okay, regarding something such as this. You know, one well-known conservative commentator once made the comment, when he was talking about conservatives and liberals, not to get into political discussion.
Yeah, don't get into politics,
said,
we got to go.
No, but he said, you know, conservatives will look at a positive development and say the glass is 50% is half full. Liberals will look at it and say the glass is 50%.
Well, I hate
empty.
I got to tell you, I appreciate your call. I hate painting with that broad brush because I know many liberal voices, many conservative voices that I respect. So I don't like painting with that broad brush. But I would tell you this in regards to anybody who looks at that way. A glass cannot be half empty. And it is one of my pet peeves, and it's something that I've always talked about. You can't be half empty. You can be half full, but you can't be half empty. Because empty means nothing. Half of nothing is nothing. You can't be half empty. So people with that mindset, and by the way, I know many conservative people who have that mindset, who are negative about everything they think about the other side of the aisle or whatever is negative. So I hate bringing that into it, and I do not want that to be brought into it because I think there's a lot of blame to go around. Let's put it that way. 855-212-4CBS. I appreciate your call, though. Alan in Toronto joins us. Alan, how's my favorite Canadian city?
Great, great. We want to pay you a visit one time, but you've got to get well soon. You're
I can't
United
wait.
States has to get well soon.
I want dim sum.
Yep.
That's good. So let's get to it.
The Major League Baseball and the NHL and NBA, the startup, I like to think positively. I'm pleasantly surprised, mighty encouraged, and cautiously optimistic. My guard is still up. And I say pleasantly surprised because when the Olympics were canceled, you know, the Japanese losses are colossal. Ramifications are immense. They had 25.6 billion dollars startup cost. So I said it's only a matter of time before these other sports are going to be canceled because look at what's going on there. 4.5 million tickets already sold and they were projected to sell 7.8 million. Then look at all the construction that's going on there and the new venues and the new hotels and 15,000 athletes. So I said that is the biggest catastrophe of all. It's only a matter of time before these other teams shut their season down. They haven't done it so far. But you know,
I love. I'll tell you this. I love the optimism of. And again, and I appreciate your call. Take care of yourself, man. I just refuse to wallow in the negative. Like what? Like right now, the NHL is a good news story. August 1st. Now, Anthony, are you calling it a 2014 Stanley Cup playoff? Is that how you're looking at it? Isn't every 24 teams have a chance to win the cup?
They do.
So isn't it a 24-team Stanley Cup tournament?
I would think so. That makes sense.
Right. That's what it is. I mean, but I hear people arguing that. Like, since they're a team. Like, every team who has a chance to play on August 1st, starting August 1st, every one of those teams has a chance to hoist the cup. So, to me, I think the NHL, to me, their return seems brilliant. Very exciting. And is there 5 or 6 games a day or something like that? It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Now, being in Canada for it all is going to clearly limit the, let's just say, the energy that the United States pays to it. Because the NHL, whether anybody likes to admit it or not, and I used to work in the NHL, so you know I'm a fan, is a niche sport. And it's going to be really hard for the NHL to gather a large audience for this. But already the 24-team tournament is very creative. I love it. I think it's going to really hurt them that both of the bubbles are in Canada. I've been to Edmonton multiple times in my life, and I can tell you it's just not going to attract the attention that I think that the sport really wants or needs down the stretch. There is a problem when people go off the rails, and this prominent business reporter in sports did it yesterday. I tried to correct him. We'll get to it next. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.